This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A powerful piece of history is on display at the Michigan Historical Center in Lansing. It's a document that dates back 170 years, and it meant freedom for a former slave named Frank Demas. He left Kentucky, moved to Michigan, and settled in Mason. This priceless document is called a manumission, and it was donated to the Archives of Michigan by Frank's great-great-great-grandson, Benjamin Hall of Eaton Rapids. Benjamin, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us what this document is, this manumission.
Well, we always referred to it as the Freedom Papers in our family. But something that I found out with a bit of research is that it wasn't that uncommon for slaves in Kentucky to have side jobs. And a lot of times, a lot of them managed to save up enough money to purchase their freedom. And that's what Grandpa Frank did.
So Grandpa Frank was able to buy his freedom from a Kentucky slave owner. Do we have any idea how much he had to pay?
No, we do not. That's something I'm still trying to find out. It doesn't say that anywhere on the paperwork. And we don't know who his slave master was. We're still trying to find that out.
Then tell us about his life, and in particular, I'm interested why he changed his name from Frank Demas to Thomas Willis.
Well, it does get a little blurry in that area, but come down in our family history was that Mary, his wife, he had attempted several times to buy her freedom as well. And my father told me that actually the slave master kept taking her back, and he helped her escape from slavery, and they followed the same route that the slave in Uncle Tom's Cabin did, up through Canada and down through Detroit.
In the Underground Railroad.
And they had to change their name to avoid the slave master finding them.
So settled in Mason, building a new life. What did he go on to do in his life?
I believe that they were kind of subsistence farmers, from what I've been able to track down so far. They had a little farm area in Mason, and he actually ended up passing away about 5 years after moving to Mason.
Oh, he didn't have a long time in Michigan.
No.
Now, the Freedom Papers, this document that you've donated, did you always know about it? I mean, this is vellum is not an easy substance to maintain. I'm interested in how the family preserved the Freedom Papers so well for 170 years.
Well, I was probably late elementary, early middle school when I found out about them, and it was actually kind of coincidentally the same time, but I actually found out my ethnicity. So it had been handed down through the family in a tin and lead canister since they were created. And each one of my ancestors had passed it on to the next. My grandmother had it until 1986 when she passed it on to my father upon her passing. And then he recently, after seeing my kind of dedication to the family history and the research that I've done on my own, decided to hand it over to me. And, I mean, it's miraculous that it stayed in the condition that it was. I mean, even before the restoration, it was still in fairly good shape, although it was, bent in the, cylindrical shape.
Being in that tube, I'm sure, preserved it and certainly preserved the handwriting and the calligraphy on that piece of vellum. Now, you made a comment about when it was about middle school when you became aware of your ethnicity. What did you mean by that?
Well, it wasn't highly valued in our family, and I'm also one of the first members of my family that's actually embraced it. I ended up learning about Black history on my own. So I didn't move in with my father till I was in high school, and our relationship prior to that was kind of spotty. I would see him from time to time, every couple months or so. And being very light-skinned himself, he had kind of felt like he was never black enough and never white enough and didn't really fit in anywhere and kind of resented both sides, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. And so you, in a sense, kind of picked up the torch by this interest in pursuing this and then sharing your great-great-great-grandfather's Freedom Papers with everyone by donating it to the Michigan Historical Society. But I'm wondering, how has this process of really reading and the Freedom Papers and thinking about his life, has that changed the way you view who you are?
It definitely has. I mean, I've been on kind of a mission to find out, you know, who I am ethnically and who I am just as a person. And, you know, I spent a lot of time in my life wondering if I was black, wondering if I was white, trying to figure out, you know, exactly where I fit in. And I think, you know, a lot of this has helped kind of lay my mind to rest. I've kind of settled on the fact that I'm an American. I am. You know, I was raised in the farming community by a white mother and stepfather, and, you know, kind of did a lot of soul searching on my own to figure out who I am, and that's kind of what I've settled on. I mean, my family is a true American, you know, family story.
What do you hope that visitors who come to the Michigan Historical Center and they look at that manumission document, the Freedom Papers, what do you hope they might take away from that?
I hope that they that it gives them cause for reflection. They do realize, you know, where we've been. This country is not very old. You know, it wasn't that long ago in the, you know, the grand scheme of things. I hope that they, you know, take that, consider that, as well as think about what we still have yet to do. When I was speaking to the head of the archives, she brought up a good point that kind of put my thoughts to words, and it was, she hopes that every person that comes to the museum finds a piece of themselves there. And I hope that the document provides that for someone. Someone can come in and see something that speaks to them.
Benjamin Hall donated his great-great-great-grandfather's rare slavery document, his Freedom Papers, to the Michigan Historical Society. And you can see that manumission document at the Archives of Michigan, which is within the Michigan Historical Center in Lansing. It was great talking with you, Benjamin. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you for having me.